T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning at 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 34 degrees. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in South Wichita. Lieutenant Todd Ogile says it happened late Tuesday afternoon in a neighborhood near the 2900 block of South Hillside. A man called 911 dispatchers with bits of information, telling them he'd witnessed a shooting at a house on South Sales Street and that he would wait for police in the 2600 block of South Hydraulic. Well, police went to the address on Hydraulic. The man who called 911 was not there. At the address on Sales, police found a man dead from a gunshot wound inside the residence.
Several individuals were inside the house at the time of the shooting. This house is a very active house in the 2900 block of South Sales that the neighbors were familiar with. People coming and going from the house all times and days and night. We know after the shooting they have fled.
Police say drugs were known to be frequent at that location, but investigators do not know what led to the shooting. The victim is identified as 40-year-old Emmett Olson. This is Wichita's 15th homicide in 15 weeks this year. A man was found dead inside a residence Tuesday afternoon in South Wichita, about 3.5 days after he was shot. Police Lieutenant Ogile says a neighbor was concerned about 39-year-old Trenton Custer, whose car was parked in front of the neighbor's house and who hadn't been seen for a few days. The neighbor got into Custer's residence through a window and found his body. He'd been shot multiple times. Investigators traced the violence to early last weekend.
We know that there was some kind of disturbance that broke out inside of the residence, we believe, late Friday, early Saturday morning. And during that time, shots were fired, striking and killing Mr. Custer.
Two or three other people had been living at the residence with the victim off and on during the past few months. Detectives are looking to interview them. This is Wichita's 14th homicide case of the year. A federal jury has found three men guilty of plotting to bomb a mosque and apartment complex housing Somali refugees at Great Bend, Kansas. Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen were convicted Wednesday, one count of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and one count of conspiracy against civil rights. Wright was also convicted of a charge of lying to the FBI. Stephen McAllister, U.S. Attorney for the District of Kansas, says the three men were indicted in October 2016 for an attack planned for the day after the presidential election in Garden City.
Our prosecutors presented substantial evidence that the defendants expressed hatred for the Somali immigrants and Muslims in general, and described in the most extreme and violent terms what they planned to do to them.
A fellow militia member tipped off federal authorities after becoming alarmed by the escalating talk of violence and later agreed to wear a wire as a paid informant. A federal judge says Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach violated her order that some voters were eligible to cast a ballot while a lawsuit challenging a state law requiring proof of U.S. citizenship worked its way through the courts.
U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson found Kobach in contempt of court Wednesday. She did not impose a fine, but ordered Kobach to pay for damages, including attorney fees. The American Civil Liberties Union sought the contempt ruling after Kobach refused to update the state's election guide or ensure that county officials sent postcards to residents who registered at driver licensing offices without providing citizenship documents. Robinson said in March that she made it clear voters covered by a May 2016 injunction that she imposed were not to be treated differently. Kobach's office says he will appeal. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, shot and killed a man who authorities say opened fire on officers. Fort Lauderdale Police Chief Rick Maglione describes the situation.
We attempted to order the subject out of the vehicle. The subject refused to come out, so less lethal methods were deployed. Those methods were unsuccessful, and in fact, the suspect responded to the less lethal efforts by discharging a firearm at the police officers that were on the scene. The officers responded by discharging their firearms.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve at the end of the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, the gasoline prices didn't change much. We're seeing a couple more stations down at that 248 number a gallon. Most places here in Wichita still around 249, but 248 seems to be getting more and more popular out there in Wichita. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Thursday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Overnight, temperatures fell into the 30s, and that gives us another chilly morning across south-central Kansas. Sunny this afternoon, very light northeast winds, and a high 63. Clear and not as cold tonight, our low 41, and then breezy Friday with a high 65. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and 34 degrees. Today is Thursday, April 19th, 2018. We had another windy day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 64 degrees, normal high 69, but at times it felt like it was about 30 out there. Wichita recorded a gust of wind at 49 miles per hour and made it a little chilly out the ballpark last night. On this date in 2000, four tornadoes struck southeast Kansas. The strongest was an F3 that struck downtown Parsons. A tornado warning gave officials time to evacuate an outdoor carnival. The twister caused major damage to 750 buildings and injured 27 people. Wow. Another tornado, this one an F2, moved through Erie, Kansas. It injured three people, heavily damaged 12 homes. Four tornadoes caused nearly $72 million in damage on this date in 2000 in southeast Kansas.
Yeah, Parsons took a direct hit.
Yeah.
Remember that day?
Wow. On this date in 1775, the shot heard around the world, right?
Oh, my.
The American Revolutionary War began with the battles of Lexington and Concord. This is also a special day in 1995. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. Talking about the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing this morning. I know you've got some memories on that. We'll share with folks with that coming up here in a few minutes. Nude Radio. That's what's going on, a BBC radio program in Sheffield, England. A host there did part of his show naked. Ronnie Robinson was speaking to a male guest from British Naturism who also agreed to strip off for the half-hour chat. There was a countdown, and both were heard taking their clothes off while on the air.
On radio?
Zip, yeah.
So why does it matter? You and I could both be sitting here naked.
The interview was part
Nobody
of a
would know.
Regular feature of the show called Bearing All, where a local guest is invited to talk about their life and what's shaped them as a person. You know, that's a good idea. I'd like to do that.
I hope they put a towel down on the chair they were sitting on.
Fun idea. Like but, I mean, a good idea to talk to people about their lives. And I like to get personal with people. A lot of them, like, they love to talk about themselves. Famous people. Get somebody in here and just say, so when did you stop meeting your wife? You know, things like that. Get them going. But I don't know. Yeah, we could do this easily, Ted.
Why does it matter if you're naked on the radio? It doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter, but people, I suppose, were the English were very interested in this. I would personally not do that. I don't want to be naked in front of even you or these radio microphones. I'm very modest. We need to have, we're not going to do that, but there you go. Nude radio in England, bearing it all. Now, how about a wildlife story, Ted, from where else? Florida.
Florida, yeah.
We got to have a Florida moment every day. Florida's Department of Tourism should actually send us money, you know, and advertise here because of all the good stories we use about Florida almost every day.
Florida never sends anyone money. That's true. They all go down there.
It all goes the other way.
Yeah, everybody goes straight there.
Goes to Disney World, places like that. Authorities in Florida said deputies responded to a 911 call from a woman who was vexed to discover an opossum in her bedroom. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said Dagny D. Kuiper called 911 Saturday to request help with her unusual wildlife problem. I don't know how to explain this. I'm a single woman. I'm 53 years old, and I think it's a possum, Kuiper said in the 911 call. Kuiper said the opossum had peed on her bed.
Oh, no.
Now, that's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Before climbing her nightstand and refusing to budge.
Well, that would be a little bit terrifying.
Apparently, it was a,
in your
it's a
bedroom.
Baby. Apparently, it was a baby.
Yeah, those babies can get in.
A pup. The baby possum taken into custody without incident and released back to his parents with a stern warning, the sheriff said.
Not sure you can. Why call 911 for that? That's.
She said she was a single woman and she didn't know what to do about it.
They called critter control.
And women are, sometimes women are a little, crazy about that kind of stuff. My wife would be, she'd be going nuts. If she were beside, if I wasn't there and she found a possum in the house.
Especially at night, it's a little concerning.
Oh, she would just be awful. So, anyway. All right, let's see what else is going on.
Beady little eyes staring at you at night, peeing on your bed. It's not good.
If you're out at night or early morning in the Riverside area where I live,
Oh, they're all over the place.
They're out there running around with their little teeth, their sharp little teeth. They look at you like they're scared of you.
Well, they are. Little frightened little animals.
And is it true or is it just a legend that when possums feel threatened, they curl up and pretend to go to sleep?
I think there's truth in
that. I think it's probably this. My dad always, my dad always said when I was little, are you sleeping or are you just playing possum? I guess what he meant was I faking sleeping. And why would I fake sleeping?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, if I'm sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
I'm not trying to fake anyone out. It's happening, baby.
I'm imitating a giant sloth there. It's asleep.
And one of my power naps.
Power nap. All right. 34 degrees this morning. So, it looks like we're going to talk about this later, but a possible chance for rain maybe tomorrow, late on Friday. So we'll keep you posted on that. And, it's coming up on 6:18 with Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted. But we're talking about a little baseball last night at X Stadium, Ted.
Yeah, KNSS night at the stadium. 24th-ranked Shockers taking on the Kansas Jayhawks last night, and the Shockers wasted little time in getting on top in this one. Scored right away, got a run in the first, another run in the second, and the hits kept on coming. Back to extra base hits as well. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game. You heard it last night right here on KNSS.
Out of the 1-0. Hammered into left field. That's a base hit. May get all the way into the corner. It's going to go to the wall. One run is in. Here comes the runner around third, headed for the plate. They miss the cutoff man. Vickers scores, and it's 4-0 Shockers.
Shocks would keep it going. Ended up winning over Kansas 11-0 last night. Shocks get their second shutout of the season and a season-high 3,000 fans on hand at X Stadium last night on KNSS night at the ballpark. As the Shocks get the win, now 26-9 on the season. And right across the street, they had a full house at Wilkins Stadium for Shocker softball last night. And those fans also got a treat as the Shocker softball team beat 19th-ranked Oklahoma State 9-6 last night. Shocker softball team with 4 home runs in that game, getting that win. Series sweep over the Cowgirls for the Shockers and their second win over a ranked opponent. Shocker softball team with the win, now 24-17 on the season. Hockey last night, Wichita Thunder, game 3 of their playoff series, visiting the Colorado Eagles last night. Wichita had a 2-0 lead midway through the game, but Colorado had it tied up before the second period was over. Eagles add a key goal with about 6 minutes to go, an empty net late as well. Colorado comes back and beats Wichita 4-2. Wichita now down 3-0 in this best-of-7 playoff series in the first round against the Colorado Eagles. Sad news from the NBA last night. The wife of San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich passed away. She was 67. Of course, Popovich, former Kansas assistant coach, and he did run the Spurs practice yesterday. Coach Pop has won 5 NBA titles. He's taking over as head coach of the Spurs about 22 years ago. But his wife has passed away.
Ran the practice even after that?
Maybe, it says.
Maybe they weren't close.
The Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals get hammered in Toronto. Blue Jays 15, Royals 5. 3-game sweep for the Jays. The Royals have now lost 8 games in a row. They have an off day today as the road swing continues. College bowling yesterday, the singles championships going on in Lincoln, Nebraska. Wichita State bowler Joseph Grondin has advanced to the national semifinals. He's in the Final Four, and that'll take place tomorrow. He beat his 2 competitors yesterday to advance into the Final Four. And the team portion of the competition begins today. up in Lincoln with qualifying, followed by a couple of rounds of match play. The Wichita State men are one of the 16 teams involved. And on the women's side, you've got Wichita State and Newman competing among the top 16 women's teams in the nation as the team portion of the College Bowling Championships get underway. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Well, St. Shelley and I were at the ball game last night, KNSS night, as you said. It was a little chilly, a little
breezy.
Enjoyed
seeing you guys there.
We spent a little time together. I sat with a good friend of mine, Ed Hill, a friend from school from years ago. Had a fun time and ran into Ed Pavey from the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center, who had been here in the studios that day. We were recording a show, and so it was kind of fun.
They let me out of the press box for about an inning to come down. And
yeah, I was surprised they let you out of there.
See you.
We got to. They were presented us with an autographed
baseball.
Presented
us with a nice little memento there and on KNSS night at the ballpark.
Yeah, it was nice. I'll tell you, those $4, those 50-cent hot dogs.
50-cent hot dogs, baby, last night. I saw the lines at the concession stand were not bleak. People were lined up for the 50-cent hot dogs.
And before we even went to our seats, Shelly and I had to plop down $2 for four of those babies.
They
were not bad.
Dinner at the ballpark.
Yeah, a fine dining at X Stadium. All right. Thanks, Dan. 621 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes talking about the L.A. City Council and the border wall. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.